This is from See You at the Morgue by Robert Blockman. Penelope Dunn had just come in, flanked by two uniformed policemen, and preceded by a breath that constituted a fire hazard. She walked with great dignity and was obviously fighting hard to maintain control over herself.
"I hope you've told your men to be careful of my things," Penn said. "They're making an awful mess of this apartment. I suppose you want me to identify the body?"
"In just a moment, Mrs. Dunn," said Kilkenny, who had previous experience with women identifying bodies and wanted to ask a few questions while she could still talk coherently.
"Have you found out yet how he got into my apartment?"
Penn's question was so casual that it sounded cagey to the detective.
"Somebody let him in," said Kilkenny.
"But there was no one here after I left, was there?"
The detective did not reply. He reached into his pocket and consulted the back of an envelope on which he had made notes. He did not look at Penelope as he said,
"You let him in, maybe."
"Aye, but I left before he came."
"How do you know what time he came? If you weren't here."
This is from Worst Seat in the House by Caleb Jenner Stevens. When Abraham Lincoln was shot in April 1865, who was the man sitting behind him in the Ford's Theater box? Not many people know. Some might know the man's name. Others might recall that he was a soldier. But very few know the full story of Henry R. Rathbone. That fateful night, there were five people immediately affected by the assassination of the president. Yet Major Rathbone and his wife Clara are almost always left out of any account. From the Civil War and the first-hand experience of having Abraham Lincoln murdered 5 feet from him, Henry Rathbone lived the remaining 46 years of his life replaying the events of that night in his mind. Questions and regret undoubtedly plagued his thoughts. Should I have seen John Wilkes Booth earlier? Could I have saved the President of the United States? Later in life, on a Christmas Eve, Rathbone would murder his wife and attempt to kill his 3 children and himself. As he spent the rest of his life in an insane asylum, Rathbone refused to speak of Lincoln. This is from Welcome, Matt, by Bill Bernico. The body wasn't even cold when I walked in and found it there, slumped over my desk. The hall light shone through the frosted glass door, filtering through the lettering as it cast an eerie shadow over the corpse. The shadow spelled out, "Matt Cooper, Investigations," across the body. The room was dark, except for the gooseneck desk lamp. Curling out of my typewriter was a sheet of paper with my letterhead showing. Several spaces down, I noticed 2 lines typed on the page. I leaned over the fresh corpse to see if I could make out the words. I quickly took hold of the protruding sheet and pulled. The typewriter roller sounded like a casting reel with a large trout straining at it as I jerked the paper from the machine. I can't go on any longer. Life just doesn't seem worth the effort anymore. Please forgive me. One thing I did know for sure, this was no suicide. Someone surely wanted to make it appear to be one, but too many things just didn't add up. Why use the typewriter? A pad and pencil were lying right there on the desk. It would have been perfect for a note this short.